today is Friday, June the 4th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeff Fregai.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
What a week, Jeffrey.
Woohoo! What another week. Another volatile week in the markets.
But it ended on a really good note.
Two good notes.
Okay, what are the two then?
Rain yesterday. That's a great note.
Someone said more than $1 million rain.
Half an inch, whatever you got, it's a good rain. It was put a lot of smiles on a lot of farmers.
It sure did.
It was great to wake up yesterday morning and hear it hitting off the tin. And then even this morning, things were still damp. It was like, ooh, so good. So that was the first big thing. The second big thing is the markets were positive today.
They sure were.
You know, very volatile week, up one day, down, up in the morning, down in the afternoon. But a little summary on the markets. New crop corn this week was up $20. Soybeans, $25. Hard red spring wheat. The diamond of the markets this week up $31. Winter wheats were up $10.
Nice.
So what drove prices higher this week?
I think we can duly give credit to the weather this week.
Oh, weather. It's in this time of year, so the planting progress is way ahead on the crops.
Yep.
The corn rating came out on Monday at 76% good to excellent, first rating of the year, much higher than a lot of market analysts were looking for. Mm-hmm. Things have started off great. Plantings, 95, 96% for corn, 87% for soybeans, 96, 97% for wheat. Everything's, positive going ahead on it. But then dry weather is driving prices higher because it's stressing out crops.
That's right. So I think we were just talking earlier, yesterday there was rain in the forecast, so the markets were down. Today they retracted that and said it's going to be a hot and dry weekend, and Brazil's dry and the U.S. is dry, so the markets just went up.
Market responds to every change in weather forecasts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brings out a different weather model and it says it's going to be drier, market rallies.
That's right.
They say they say yesterday morning, everything was negative because the forecast from the overnight was, oh, there's some rains coming, especially to the Dakotas and part of the northern Corn Belt. And then by this morning, after I'd finished writing the little market blog, I'm reading a little bit later on, oh, the yesterday's weather forecast is going to be overwritten today by a new drier forecast. So the markets rallied big time today. And that's nice to see, and especially nice since we had our weather event, and hopefully another one comes very soon.
You know what's crazy is the markets have been volatile, but it seems the weather, at least here in Eastern Ontario, have been too. Because didn't we have frost at the beginning of this week, and now we're going into the hottest weekend yet?
Yes, unfortunately, there was some frost. There are some customers that had to replant some soybeans. I've heard about some winter wheat being stressed up the valley somewhere. That's very sad, really, when you have to replant crops. But
it really does.
With the right growing weather now, we can still make up for that. And luckily, it was more limited. I think the bigger frost area was maybe down St. Isidore way or something. That's what some of the Eau Claire told us. So also this week, when we get looking at different things driving prices, crude oil is back now to a multi-year high. It's up near $70 a barrel for West Texas crude. So as crude prices increase, that helps the price of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And ethanol production this last week, I wrote today, was back truly to pre-pandemic levels.
That's very hopeful.
That is. That's a great thing. The number, if they keep producing at the same level all year, would use 5.5 billion bushels of corn in the U.S. That was the number before.
Wow.
Then we get up to 5.4, 5.5. That's a great number. So crude prices go up, ethanol prices increase, biodiesel prices increase.
Mm-hmm.
The usage with the U.S. now right out of lockdown, cars are moving for the summer months and stuff. Their economy seems to be going again a lot more than our Canadian side,
yes,
unfortunately. And so demand increases, price increase. Soybean oil also has helped on the vegetable oil side. Because what did you read about the other vegetable oils this week?
I just saw something saying that palm and soybean oil is up. So
palm, canola oil, yeah. Like they're still having production issues for both palm oil and canola oil. So mm-hmm. it's really helped soybean oil. One downer on the soybean side, which I read about this week, it's almost hard to believe right now, is that the soybean crush margin in the U.S. is back getting at the lower end. Say in the last 6 months ago, it was at an extremely high side. Mm-hmm. Even with almost record high soybean oil prices, the crush margin isn't real high right now, and that's due to high price of soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And soy meal prices have pulled back some from their highs earlier this year. But it's still positive for crush margin, just they're not making the big, big funds money that they were making earlier in the week. So, or not earlier in the week, earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, our big question, how many days till customer day?
According to my calculations, it's 19.
19 days. You know, less than 3 weeks, Wednesday, June the 23rd. Where will prices be on customer day? So, Dolores, do you know where prices will be on customer day?
I do not. I have what I would like them to be, but I don't know where they will be.
And that's just it. We don't know where they will be because, as we said earlier in this podcast, volatility in the markets. You know, the corn market went down like $50 over a week and a half for new crop corn or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's gained back just over $30 of that right now. By customer day, will it gain back the remaining $20?
I hope so.
For sure. Like it could gain that back next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Volatility is the name of the game. Anybody that would like to make sales right now, prices are still great. You know, $286, $621, $331 for spring wheat.
Wow.
You can't go wrong with those prices. You know you can make a profit.
Absolutely.
Doesn't hurt to lock in some more crop. Keep some for customer day. Hopefully things keep moving forward by then. And we do have, as always, a nice bonus on for that day. And people can...
What's the big report that comes out right after customer day, Jeff?
The planting report in the final acres until they revise it again later on for plantings in the U.S. There's widely held expectations that corn acres will increase by, I don't know, whatever the magic number, 1 to 2 million acres.
Mm-hmm.
Soybean acres will increase by whatever, 1 million acres, 2 million acres. Nobody knows. Lots of guesstimates out there right now. They are feeling that there will be more acres planted than what the original March 31st planting intentions report was.
Mm-hmm.
But where that will work out, it's that report can a lot of times can be a market mover. And with weather right now, we are getting those weather premiums back into the markets.
Yeah.
Volatility remains the name of the game right now, unfortunately. And as long as it's volatility on the plus side, we don't mind some down days during the week as long as it's plus for the week.
That's right. So, that's right.
Anyhow, that's... just want to point that out again to people. Prices are strong.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting really strong prices on customer day. Watch the weather. Market's going to respond to weather every day, maybe twice every day. You know, like it just as forecasts change, exports remain strong in the U.S. Crops are planted. They need rain. Up here, we need more rain. But things are looking good.
That's right.
Mark your calendar, June 23rd. Oh, you better say a little more about what's happening customer day.
Yeah.
Dolores.
So we the plan is it'll be quite similar to last year. We'll send out some video content. We'll have a market update. We'll do a CCA crop progress talk. A couple different things that'll come out on our website and social media. And then, of course, our prices will be released at 10 o'clock on June 10 a.m., I should say, on June 23rd. And then you can either call in or email in your contracts that you want to book. If you have any questions or if you want to talk about the markets or anything like that, we're always a phone call away. So give us a call.
As always, it's been great talking to everybody. Phones are always on. Keep our our dummy phone smartphones with us. So everybody have a great week. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.